The following is a presentation of the World Marketing Association. Hi, and welcome to The Informer. I'm your host, J.O. Thompson, here with my co-host, Darlene Witherspoon, owner of the very popular blog, Success Tips with Darlene. Also, international travel consultant, Mary Kay Harris, will be on board with her weekly international travel commentary. We're glad you're here. We've got an informative show for you. A show filled with motivational and business topics. Accident for self-change. You know, internet radio ads offer a fast track to success with your web business. And advertising on the Informer Business Topic Radio Show could be the engine to get started. The internet radio audience is growing thanks to shifts in consumer listening behavior to streaming stations and easy access with many devices. Internet radio users are embracing internet radio on a growing number of devices, from PCs, smartphones, tablets, automobiles, and even Wi-Fi connected home appliances.
Don't allow yourself to be controlled by these five things. Many people spend their life at the mercy of circumstances, living at the mercy of what happens to them, living at the mercy of other people, not living in the present because they are stuck in the prison of their past. If you want to live a great life, don't allow yourself to be controlled by any of these things. Number one, your past. Number two, other people's opinions and judgments. Number three, limited beliefs you project on yourself. Number four, relationships. And number five, money. Number one, don't allow your past to control your present or your future life. Whatever happened, you must let it go. Leave the pain of your past behind so it cannot ruin your future. Leave the darkness of your past behind so it cannot block the light of your bright future. Your past is gone. Whatever happened, whether unjust, cruel, harsh, whatever the case, reliving the events will never do you any good. If someone did you wrong, the only way you can win is if you let go and move on. If you live in hate, they win. If you live in the victim story, they win. If you want to win, you must focus on building your future and start right now. Release that weight from your back so you can be free. Don't allow events from the past, which are now gone, to ruin this moment, which is perfect. This moment, which is now to enjoy, which is ready for you to live fully. Number two, don't allow other people's opinions and judgments to control the direction of your life. The need to fit in and feel wanted can cause you to travel down paths you don't want to travel. People pleasing is a curse that should be avoided at all costs. Before you do anything, ask yourself, am I doing this because I want to do it, or because of my fear of judgment from others if I don't? You were born unique for a reason. You were born to stand out, to be appreciated and loved for who you are. Don't dim your light so you fit into the dull background of other people's lives. Shine bright as you are. Those who really care for you will see that light and shine with you. Number three, don't allow your life to be controlled by your own limited beliefs. Now, a warning with this one. These beliefs may be conscious, but more than likely, they're unconscious. They may be unconscious limitations that have been conditioned in you from a young age and throughout your entire life by listening to those around you who never reach for their own dream. Notice your own limited beliefs and tell them to shut up. There is nothing you cannot do, nothing you cannot have, and no one you cannot become if you believe in yourself. If you believe anything is possible, guess what? Anything is possible. When you change your belief from limited to unlimited, your potential is unlimited. Imagine what you could achieve if you lived your life as though anything is possible, as though miracles are a standard requirement of every day. As the saying goes, when there is no enemy within, the enemy outside can do you no harm. When you have nothing inside holding you back, there is nothing outside that can hold you back either. Your entire life will change the very instant you decide to change your mindset. The instant you decide to see everything as a gift. When you decide to see every circumstance and challenge as a blessing rather than a curse, the very instant you become conscious to the fact that everything in it is as it should be, and know that fighting what is insane. Number four, relationships. A touchy subject. But if you are always needing another to be happy, to feel complete, then you are always one moment away from a breakdown if that person leaves you. Or unhappiness if the relationship you are in is not going well. I'm not suggesting to avoid relationships. There is no force on earth that is greater than love and connection. I am talking about those who can't live if they aren't in a relationship. Those who will be with just about anyone, including all the wrong ones, just to avoid spending a moment being single. What I am saying is to develop enough mental strength that you get to the point where you don't need others to make you happy. You are just as happy being alone as you are in a relationship. And number five, this is what controls the majority of humans on the planet. And you guess what it is? Money. This does not mean you shouldn't want abundance. It doesn't mean money is evil. You know as well as I do what great things you can do and how many people you can help with money. What this means is do not allow your decisions to be controlled by money. If you are choosing something only on the factor of how much money is involved, you've just made the wrong decision. What you will find is that when you follow your heart and you lead with your intention to serve others, to give your best to others every single time, when you follow your intuition and truly give your soul, then the money will come. And it will come in far greater amounts than if you simply chase money for the sake of chasing money. So challenge yourself to live the life you want to live, free from being controlled by anything. Find your freedom. Live fully.
Claim your self-confidence. Self-confidence is one of the most important skills you can develop in your life if you really want to achieve everything you set out to do. Do you consider yourself to be a confident person? Confidence is developed and strengthened over time. For example, a dentist who has been operating her practice for a decade knows that she can effectively perform any and every routine that her clients might require. There is no doubt in her mind that the procedure will be a success, and her confidence is literally at a peak. The same dentist at some point in her career had to learn each procedure for the first time. Despite the studying and prep work, her confidence simply could not have been as high as it would have been after many years of experience, and it is very likely that she experienced fear, anxiety, and a total lack of confidence in the beginning. Today, while this experienced dentist can perform her work with the utmost confidence, she may suffer from a complete lack of confidence in other areas of her life, such as singing in front of an audience or meeting new people at a networking event. That is why it is vitally important for every person to literally claim their self-confidence in every area of life where it is required. This means that if you have a big goal you are shooting for, realize that your main path to achieving that goal lies directly in the amount of confidence you have in yourself to actually attain it. Take two people, starting at zero, each with the intention of making $1 million in business. The first person has never run a business and has never made anywhere near that amount of money. The second person has built and sold a previous company for millions of dollars. Obviously, the second person has a much better chance at success because he has the confidence that it can be done. Does this mean the first person won't be able to accomplish this goal? Absolutely not. But he must systematically build and grow his confidence to a point where the $1 million goal is believable. By simply setting the intention to develop your own self-confidence and then working daily on strengthening it, you can drive yourself towards any goal that you want to achieve in your life. Stop waiting for permission. Are you in earnest? Seize this very minute. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Only engage, and then the mind grows heated. Begin, and then the work will be completed. Jean Anoui. Most of us have a list of things we have wanted to do in our lives, but we never got around to doing them for one reason or another. Whether it was learning a new instrument, taking a special trip, moving to a completely new place, starting a dream business, or anything else that we might consider to be a dream that we may realize someday. As the months and years slip by, someday never happens, and those inspiring ideas and dreams ultimately slip away as well. This is a common story for many people. But there are also a small group of people who don't allow this to happen. They are the action takers, and the masses of people who don't follow their dreams will often look at this group of people living inspiring lives and wonder, what's their secret? Very often, the key difference between the dreamers and the people actually living their dreams is simply their attitude. These inspirational people decide that they want to do something, and then they do whatever it takes to make sure the experience becomes reality. They don't focus on or worry about the risks, and they don't wait for permission to act on their ideas. If you look at some of the most common excuses that stop people from taking action on a bold, exciting idea, they usually sound something like this. My boss wouldn't approve of me doing this. My parents would think I'm irresponsible. My friends would make fun of me. Everyone will think I'm chasing another one of my crazy dreams. I'm too old to be trying something so risky. In other words, many people are abandoning some of the most important ideas and goals in their life because of the potential of being ridiculed or put down by other people who don't understand the dream. In essence, they feel like they don't have permission to go after the thing they want. As soon as you realize that there is no one who will grant you permission, everything changes. As soon as you begin speaking to yourself differently, everything changes. When you realize that there is no one controlling your decisions and that there is no one to get permission from, you regain the power you need to act on your biggest ideas. Take some time today to get back in touch with some of the big ideas that you may have abandoned in the past. Why did you abandon those ideas? Is there still a part of you that wants to achieve this thing? If so, how can you begin to change your thinking so that you give yourself the permission to go for it? How to improve your life experiences. If you ever take a look at the people who seem to get the most out of life, it is usually the people who attempt the most. The first example that comes to mind is in sports. In any team activity I have ever played, the best player on the team is usually the player who attempts the most shots or plays. Being willing to attempt is one of the most important ingredients to success in all areas of life. Unfortunately, many people are hindered by their overly cautious attitude, whether they avoid speaking up in a board meeting, skip the sales call to the difficult buyer, or shy away from asking an interesting person on a date. The end result is a lost opportunity. The root cause of this overly cautious, inhibited way of life usually comes down to learned behavior. If you have always been a conservative person who analyzes every action and potential outcome before acting, you will continue to operate in this mode unless you consciously decide to change. The people who take action and try new things are very often the most exciting people to be around. They have a rich variety of life experiences, and other people are naturally magnetized to their stories of action, adventure, triumph, and defeat. If you feel frustrated or inhibited in one or more areas of your life, then take a few minutes to consider what is really causing this result. How are you limiting yourself? I remember a friend of mine telling me about a colleague in his sales division who constantly won all of the sales awards every year. The only thing this guy did differently than everybody else was that he simply tried more things. He would offer to meet clients in off hours, perform additional services beyond his call of duty, and even introduce his clients to new people who they might be able to do business with. This kind of person never waits for permission to try new things. They treat life as a series of mini experiments and use the feedback from each action to evolve and adapt to their environment. How much better would you feel if you ignored your inhibitions and just tried something totally new and different? This doesn't require intense therapy or training. Join a social club or sports team. Send a funny YouTube video to one of your clients. Take a photo of yourself doing something wacky and post it on Facebook. Be the first person on the dance floor when you go to that next wedding. All you have to do is choose an area of your life that you feel is lacking and take a bold action to stir up your results.
Again, I'm your host, J.L. Thompson. I hope you're finding the show informative. Did you know that you can host your own show segment at theinformerradio.com? The Informer offers hosts an amazing opportunity to spread the word about their business across the web. Just tune in to www.informerradio.com. That's informerradio.com. Click the More drop-down link and host a show. You can record your show in your own voice at the site. You can also monetize your show and sell ads to be played in your show. Visit the website, InformaRadio.com, for more info on this amazing opportunity. Discover Internet Radio and move your business forward faster.
Living by design. One of the most difficult things to master in life is your own mind. Every one of us has hundreds, maybe even thousands of thought patterns that repeat themselves over and over and over again in our heads. Some of these thoughts are supportive of our goals and self-esteem, but many of them actually hurt us or hold us back. Taking control of your mind and directing your thoughts towards the things you want in life can actually be a huge challenge. But when you are able to overcome the challenges and focus on the things you intend to create in your life, the results can be amazing and exciting. Let's say, for example, that you have had a lifelong dream of traveling the world for a year. You know that this would be a life-changing experience that you would remember forever. But then you look at your current circumstances and you see a laundry list of reasons why this dream could never come true. A good job you can't leave, a lack of funding, commitments to family, friends, team organizations, and so on. Your mind immediately says, this trip is not possible until you clear all of those obstacles out of the way. You then realize that removing all of those limitations is next to impossible, and even if you are able to remove them, new obligations, new limitations will replace the existing ones. At the same time, you could look at other areas of your life where you are able to make things happen that seem impossible. You meet a crazy deadline at work. You brave the snowy roads and somehow make 3 family events for Christmas. You get the kids to school and yourself to work despite a huge traffic jam and car problems. The point is, you are achieving things in your life on a regular basis that seem difficult or impossible when you analyze them. Yet, you seem to pull them off over and over again because you had no other choice. You had to get these things done. When you realize that you have this ability to make things happen and figure things out on the fly, you gain a new confidence that you can apply to even the biggest goals in your life. So if your dream is to travel the world, but there are a mountain of excuses stopping you, the real solution is to treat the dream as inevitable and start acting as though it is inevitable. It can start with a small action like doing research on places to stay in your dream locations, or it could start with a huge action like buying a plane ticket to the first country on your dream list. This first action will lead to another, and like every other time in your life, you will figure it out as you go along, only this time, instead of getting the kids to school or finishing that project at work, you will be fulfilling a lifelong dream.
You're listening to InformaRadio.com, sponsored by the World Marketing Association. The World Marketing Association offers done-for-you promotions across the web. We reach out to real people targeting your interests. Visit the World Marketing Association at www.worldmarketingassociation.biz. That's worldmarketingassociation.biz. Register and discover many rewards that make business development
The goal-striving paradox. I remember when I was doing a lot of work as an independent consultant. When I first started out, I was starving for business. I wanted to get clients and close deals so badly that my prospects could feel it. I'm sure you've been in the presence of a pushy sales rep and you would agree you felt immediately repelled from that person. It happens in the dating world all the time when you see someone who is desperate to find a partner or long-term relationship. The new prospect immediately feels the neediness from this person, and it often turns them off once and for all. Going back to my consulting example, as I changed my approach and took the take-it-or-leave-it attitude where I literally separated myself from caring whether I got the deal or not, business started to flow. In fact, the less I cared about landing the deal, the easier it was to close. This is what I call goal-striving paradox. The more you want something, the more it feels like a real need for your life. And the more you need it, the more you focus on its absence or a sense of lack. A perpetual state of striving is really what it is. In many cases, you may actually start feeling terrible about the goal because your happiness is now contingent on you achieving this thing. And the longer it takes, the more concerned you become. The trick for bringing your goals into reality is to remove this striving factor. Instead of setting a goal where the if-then mentality of if I achieve this thing, then I'll be happy, you set your goal from a place of detachment. You reach the goal, great, and if not, that's cool too. I'm not saying you remove your desire to improve the results in your life. What I am saying is that you set your goals and then you focus on your goals daily from the perspective of already being happy, appreciative, and content with where you are today. This is quite easy to do. Look at your life right now and take note of all the good things you have going on. It could be your happy family, supportive friends, the recent recovery from an illness of a loved one, the healthy meals you're able to eat on a daily basis, your own health. You might also want to make a list of all your previous accomplishments. What are some things you've already achieved that you can dwell on and feel awesome about? Staying in that zone, you can then work passionately towards your new goals.
Hi again, this is your host, J.L. Thompson. Thanks for joining the show. The World Marketing Association, the sponsor of this show, offers a 30-day banner board ad promoted by the association. The banner board is a highly advertised across the web for maximum exposure. Go to the website, www.worldmarketingassociation.biz. That's worldmarketingassociation.biz. Register and join. You'll also have your offer presented on this radio show. Let's go to the banner board. Richard, offers a marketing lesson at banner number 21. We also like to welcome Matt on the banner board at sporttalkwithmatt.com. He's at banner number 20 for all your sporting information. You know, Callie, your source for $2,800 numbers at the banner board, number 22. Dana is also at the banner board. Dana and the 4% group take the 7 steps to results. Banner number 23. Click on Dana's banner. Tony Coker, success coach and mentor. Banner number 24. Visit Tony. Abby introduces Sci-Fi, SFI, at the banner board number 34. And Athena offers investment opportunities at number 37. Vincent, Athena's banner. John Madera offers mobile and marketing apps. Banner number 38. Visit, check. Mike Ferris, what is a free market all about? Banner number 39. And you can get your own city with City Pen and Saver. Banner number 40. Join the banner board. Go to the website, worldmarketingassociation.biz. www.worldmarketingassociation.biz. Visit with Mercutio, Pete's Place School of Catering and Hospitality. visit johnmedeiro.com. Mobile marketing and apps at the bottom, number 14. An independent certified coach with the John Maxwell team, Regina Sampson. Click a banner. Now you can get into the game. Register to play Firefan. Click on Shirley's banner, number 8. If you're in need of a domain or website, visit with Terry Petty at banner number 17. We think you'll find what you need. You can visit our banner board at the website. Click on the link, banner board. As always on The Informer, we try to provide our listeners with helpful information for their business and other life's ventures. That is why we're so glad to have with us every week Miss Mary Kay Harry. Mary is the owner of System 2000 Travel Network and is also an affiliate of Expedia Cruise Ship Center. She's been in the business for more than 30 years, and she's going to be on board weekly to give us helpful commentary and easy tips for international travel. So stay with us. Mary will be right up. She's going to tell us about air guidelines when traveling internationally.
If you want to take an exciting cruise, then make plans to join the travel diva, Mary Harris. Or dial Mary toll-free at 888-485-6075. And soon you can join the diva weekly on her upcoming radio segment, Travel with the Diva, presented weekly on The Informer.
Hello, this is Mary Kay Harris, your international travel diva, coming with today's information on international air travel guidelines. Looking forward to that trip to Europe, or maybe you're visiting another exciting destination in the world. Here are some tips and guidelines that will make your airline travel portion of your trip more enjoyable. Planning your trip. Always use a travel professional. If you run into a problem such as a delayed or canceled flight, overbooked hotels, medical emergencies, or other situations that can happen while traveling, your travel professional can act as your backstop to make things right and get you back on track. This is just one of the reasons that using a travel professional is the only way to plan your international travel. Always plan on arriving to your destination at least a day before you need to be there. Arriving the day you intend to catch a cruise, as an example, could wreck your entire vacation should your flight be delayed or canceled. Also, make sure that your baggage shows up before your cruise depart is paramount to having a quality vacation experience. Reconfirm everything long before you depart on your vacation. If you are traveling over the international dateline, make sure that the arrival dates are the correct dates that you will be arriving at your destination. Ditto for overnight flights with connections. If you have booked various airlines on your itinerary yourself, you should hire a travel professional to review your itinerary and advise you as to its viability, baggage handling issues, and potentially act as your U.S.-based liaison should something go wrong. Thank you once again. Have a great day.
Hi, this is J.L. Thompson, host of The Informer. If you're looking for a prominent business opportunity, then you must consider Nuriam International. Nuriam International, products to make you look better, feel better, and a business opportunity to live better. Experience the transformative powers of Nuriam's proven age-fighting products and their breakthrough intranural business opportunity. For more information, contact Mary Harris at 310-739-7258. I think you'll be glad you did. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you found it informative. Join The Informer daily at 8 p.m. Pacific Time and visit the website www.informerradio.com. That's informerradio.com, where you can relax and be informed. Thanks again, and please join us tomorrow.